WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. It is a warm Wednesday and hope that you got through the night okay. I actually slept pretty well, surprisingly. I had a couple of fans pointed on me, but I still made it through the night. Didn't wake up too often. Woke up and I wasn't all sweaty and warm, so there's that. But certainly am now, just in the process of coming here. But it was really nice. I got off the highway. I got off 195. I have my windows open because, you know, the air conditioning doesn't work in my car. So as I was coming off the highway and got onto 240, it was like a 10-degree drop in temperature instantly. And it felt very nice. So hopefully you feel some relief today. I mean, it is going to be cooler than it was yesterday, as Christina said, but it's still hot. And I am hoping that one of those isolated thunderstorms comes through our way a little bit later on to try and move some of this out. But it's going to move out anyway. We'll have about a 20-degree cooler day tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to. But I like I like when there's a thunderstorm. I like when you get that kind of immediate feeling of relief that comes from it. You kind of just, the air feels cooler and less oppressive, and I just like thunderstorms too. As somebody who hated them as a kid for a long time, like into my early teens, but then all of a sudden one day didn't care anymore. I was like, oh yeah, these are great. So 508-996-0500 is the number to call in. App chat and open line voicemails are both available to you on the WBSM app, which hopefully you've downloaded, but if you haven't, you can get it from your app store. You can get it from WBSM.com. Totally free, thanks to South Coast Towing. But of course, I think the big story yesterday was the announcement of New Bedford's new police chief. And Mayor Mitchell will be on with Chris later on. He'll be on here at 11. So anyone who has questions that they want to ask the mayor about him, about Chief Thody and about the search, you know, I'm sure they're going to talk about that in depth. And the mayor touched upon it yesterday in the press conference. And he's been talking about it with Chris here pretty much on a weekly basis since Chief Oliveira announced his retirement back in February, that this was going to be a nationwide search. They were going to cast a wide net, was the phrase that Mayor Mitchell used. And although many felt that there were viable candidates within the department, it was also a possibility that the mayor would hire from outside, and that's what he did. It was, from what he was explaining, I think they had 21 candidates is what they said. Which, considering the window in which they had to work, that's a pretty significant number of candidates. I would think, you know, if this had been something where there had been a 6 to 8 to 12 month process of trying to find the new police chief, you know, if Chief Oliveira hadn't renewed his contract and said, you know, I'm just gonna work till the end of this year, and then, you know what I mean? Like, if they had just kind of given more lead time, I'm sure he would have gotten even more candidates. But it shows that this is an attractive position to candidates. Despite what people may think about the reputation of the New Bedford Police Department following the Snitch City spotlight series from the Boston Globe, I think there's a lot of folks that wanted to come and have a shot at leading this department. Because it's full of good people doing good work. There was just a nice class of new police officers sworn in. So the numbers are growing. The respect for the police in the city is growing. You know, it's funny because the people who complain about crime being up, the people who complain about they don't believe the crime stats that are put out by the city. The good thing about it is they don't blame the police. They say it's more of a lack of resources. They say it's more of having a lack of officers. The people who are critical of the crime in the city don't pin that on the people who are doing the work every day of trying to fight that crime. We are in now a new era where New Bedford police officers wear body cameras, and they'll just be increasing that, I'm sure, over time, the number that do. And 21st century policing is a big part of what Mayor Mitchell talked about in this plan under the new chief. So you're, and that's where having somebody from the outside can be a good thing, because they're not in that mindset of, well, this is the way we've always done it. And I think there's a tendency when you get the chance to take over a position where, you know, the whole idea sometimes of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Or, you know, if it's good enough for now, ride that out and then make incremental change. You know, you get those kind of mindsets. But I think with this, you have a totally clean slate to say, you know what, I am going to come in and try a bunch of new things. Because Chief Doty is somebody from outside, somebody who there is no New Bedford status quo for him to maintain. And that can make some of these changes happen sooner. And when I say changes, I just mean, you know, forward steps. And so I think you're going to see some of that kind of right out of the gate. He's going to start in a couple of weeks. I'm sure there'll be a couple of months of getting to know everybody and getting to know how everything works. And then, you know, we'll start to see, I think, some innovation. And that's no slight on Chief Oliveira. But again, fresh perspectives, fresh ideas, fresh approaches. And kind of the idea, and I don't mean this disrespectfully to the new chief, but the idea of you don't know what you don't know. You don't have those preconceived notions. So, and I'm sure, you know, at some point we'll get him in here, whether it be on this show or with Chris, or I'm sure he'll come in and give us a little bit more information. But you can read about his background, WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Now, there were some issues with him in the past, but nothing that I think, and certainly obviously Mayor Mitchell didn't think, or the screening committee thought, you know, disqualified him from this position. There was a vote of no confidence early in his tenure as the chief of Hartford Police. That happened to the last two New Bedford police chiefs too. And as Mayor Mitchell will tell you, you know, it's a political thing. And then there was the incident where he had scraped up his cruiser on the guardrail because he was driving distracted on his way to a call for some of the protests that were happening in 2020. And he admitted, I was, distracted driving. My fault. He paid for the damages. You know, these things happen. So I think you will see new ideas, new perspectives, hopefully renewed excitement for doing this job of being a New Bedford police officer. Now, the other side of it is, how upset will the rank and file members of the department be that they went outside the department when they had people internally that wanted the job. And I don't know that everybody that I've heard over the years was interested in the position actually applied. You know, and some people, it's might not be the right time for them in life. Or some of them might not want to be the next chief in after the controversy of Chief Oliveira in the Snitch City series. So it's possible that some of those folks who over the years had expressed interest in being chief decided now's not the time. The other part of it is they asked Chief Thody how old he was. He's 49. He's going to be 50 in October. And so then the question becomes, well, how long is he going to stick around? Because Chief Oliveira, you know, hit retirement age and then decided he was going to retire. Is this chief going to do the same thing? Do we get 5 years out of him and then he's, you know, ready to retire? And I was thinking about that, and two things struck me. One, 5 years is a long time. You can get a lot of things done in 5 years. If you're being tasked with innovating the police department and finding new approaches to policing, that can happen in 5 years. But then also, 49 years old is not that old. He could be on the job for another 10, 15 years. So I'm not too worried about that part of it. I think if you have the mindset of, you know, I'm going to do this job and the time it takes to do the job is the time it takes to do the job, you know, that can be a very freeing thing. It sounded to me like he was, you know, he retired from Hartford because there was some political things. A new mayor came in. I think he felt like maybe they weren't going to work as well together. This is just me speculating. But he did point out the fact that a new mayor had come in as one of the reasons for stepping down. Then he said, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing. Started his own private consulting firm. He got a job with the state. And I think he just was itching to get back into it. And hopefully we'll get him to come in, you know, into the studio and he can explain that a little bit more. But that's just how it kind of feels to me is, you know, you've got somebody who still wants to get out there and make a difference. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. We will definitely keep an eye on it and take your calls at 508-996-0500. Right now, let me take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. We are going to go into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side of that, we can take calls with you. 508-996-0500. So somewhere in this building is a yellow jacket. He got in yesterday and I was working in my office and he kept flying into my face and landing on my hair and I kept trying to catch him, but we have high ceilings and skylights and he kept getting away. Finally, I was like the only person left. Brian was in the studio, but I was the only person left in the office. So I turned off all the fluorescent lights because, you know, that just makes them bug out, no pun intended. And hope that would get him to land and then maybe I could, you know, take care of him. And he still never did. So he's around here somewhere. So I'm going to just keep an eye out for him. But if I find you, buddy, you're going down. I'll teach you, land on my head. Anyway, let's go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Abortion rates are rising in the U.S. Consumer confidence dropped last month, and a teen idol loses his battle with cancer.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Americans aren't feeling great about the economy. The consumer confidence reading dropped. After sharply rising in May, most economists had forecast the June index to increase. Conference board analysts say the numbers suggest that consumers still anticipate a recession later this year. Meanwhile, the head of the Federal Reserve says he was considering cutting interest rates until President Trump's tariff announcements. Fed Chair Jerome Powell told a House committee he decided against a rate cut, fearing that the tariffs were raising the prospect of rising inflation. Trump had been at odds with Powell over rate cuts, nicknaming him Too Late Powell, claiming he was too slow to cut the rates. The number of abortions in the U.S. is rising.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, in 2024, abortions totaled 1.14 million despite years of bans and restrictions on reproductive care. The report found abortions delivered via telehealth have jumped significantly since Roe v. Wade was overturned, but the majority of abortions still happen in person. Abortions delivered via telehealth are covered by SHIELD laws, which provide legal protections to clinicians who offer abortion care to patients in states with restrictions. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
California Governor Gavin Newsom not backing down when it comes to ICE raids. On X, Newsom says he will not be complicit or silent on the Trump administration's mass deportation efforts.
We rely on the court system. We rely on the Constitution of the United States of America. And we can't be complicit either in this moment. We can't just be silent. That's what Donald Trump wants.
Governor Newsom says peaceful protests create change. Trump and Newsom have been engaged in a war of words since the ICE operations began. Meanwhile, ICE has arrested 11 Iranian illegal immigrants. Monica Nelson tells us more.
The immigrants, as well as a U.S. citizen who threatened to kill ICE agents, were arrested over the weekend. Arrests were made in states including Arizona, Texas, Colorado, and Mississippi. The agency said the arrests reflect the Department of Homeland Security's commitment to keeping known and suspected terrorists out of American communities.
The first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed. The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake says Andrea formed yesterday, well away from land, typical for this part of the season.
First named storm of the season, but no threat to land. It's headed pretty quickly to the northeast. Maximum winds 40 miles per hour.
But he also says that Andrea is a good reminder to get storm plans and preparations done now so you don't have to wait until August or September. Bobby Sherman is dead at the age of 81. His wife confirmed his death. The 1960s and 70s teen idol was previously diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Sherman hit the top 10 on the Billboard charts with Julie, Do You Love Me, Easy Come, Easy Go, and Little Woman.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost another one to the Angels last night, 3-2 in 10 innings. Those two back in action again this afternoon at 4:07. A couple of trades involving the Celtics yesterday. Kristaps Porzingis heading to Atlanta from Boston in a three-team trade, also involving Brooklyn. And the Celtics sending Drew Holiday to the Trailblazers for Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks. And former Bruins captain Zdeno Chara and Joe Thornton have been elected to the 2025 Hockey Hall of Fame. Chara helped the Bruins end their 39-year Stanley Cup drought in 2011. An induction ceremony is set for November in Toronto.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Wednesday morning. The good news is that it's not as hot as Tuesday. How could it be? But the bad news is it's still pretty hot today. Now, largely looking at temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s, as you get right down toward the water, that's when you'll hit the mid 80s. However, with the humidity, it will largely feel like we're in the low to mid 90s, even upper 90s at times throughout the day. We're going to stay mostly sunny for a good while, but in the afternoon, a front comes our way, and that could stir up a stray shower, even a thunderstorm, not out of the question, so stay weather aware. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM. WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
I was going to play that song yesterday, but I felt like that would have just been really rubbing it in. So a little cooler today, but record-breaking temperatures yesterday. We hit 100 in New Bedford yesterday. And when the kids say, keep it 100, I don't think they're talking about the weather. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning.
How you doing?
What do the kids mean when they say keep it 100? What does that mean?
Just like 100% authentic, keep it real, you know, keep it true.
Oh, anyway, you've got a yellow jacket in there, huh? They sting and they re-sting.
He ain't going to. He's going to get one shot at it, and if he's successful, he's going to get crushed.
They keep stinging. I can't stand them.
I have like a almost paralytic fear of them. When I was 5 years old, I fell into a ground nest, and ever since then, I don't want anything to do with them.
You got a lot of stings?
I didn't get stung once. Miraculously, I was sitting in there screaming my head off. My dad came over and pulled me out. He's allergic, and I think I am too, because I did get stung once and it was not good. But he came and pulled me out, and I don't know if he got stung pulling me out, but I didn't get stung once. I don't know if it's because, you know, I scared them and they didn't have time to react or what, but I was very lucky.
When I went to King Richard's Fair a long time ago, they had a ton of them.
Oh, yeah, they always have them around the fair because, you know, being outside, being in the woods, and then you get the food and the drinks and everything, so that just attracts them all and the trash.
Yeah, that's what they go for, huh?
Yeah. I don't know why. This one must have just snuck in, like, the back door or something. I think he's just confused, and that's why he's, you know, flying around so angry. Plus, the fluorescent lights kind of mess with them.
I see King Richard's Fair. There's a flyer in the seniors thing. You said something about that it's going to close. They got a glass blowing.
No, it moved. Something. It didn't close. It moved.
Yeah, is it going to be the same thing with the jousting and all that?
Yeah, they're going to have all the same things, but now it's going to be they bought the Edaville property.
Oh, so it's big?
Yeah, they're going to. And there's a lot of people who are concerned now because they say, well, who wants to go to a Renaissance fair that's going to happen on a place that's all tarred over, you know, that has, you know, blacktop instead of dirt and doesn't have as much trees and woods. So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. But yeah, that's the plan. They're going to move King Richard's Fair to the Edaville property. They're still going to run the trains at Christmas, but that's about it. They auctioned off all the rides a couple months ago.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that. I remember that when I was a kid going there and my granddaughter went. But it's all gone now, huh?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking watching and seeing the photos of them coming and taking all the things away. But I guess in the end, at least something's still using that property.
Everything changes. What's the matter? You don't have air conditioning over there?
It doesn't work so well in the studio right now. So we have it outside in the hallway, but in the studio we're having a little bit of an issue. So that's why you can probably hear the fans in the background I got blowing on me.
I can't hear it. But what's the studio when you come in there and there's like a buzzer there? The studio's to the left. That's where you guys are?
Yeah. So if when you walk into the building, if you come in the second door, if you walk all the way down to the left, the very corner of the building is where the WBSM studio is.
but not in the front where the, I thought it was in the front where the sun comes in.
It is, yeah. But we're in the corner of the front. So if you were looking at the building from outside, from the parking lot, the very far left corner where the building turns the corner, that little, those big windows there, that's WBSM.
Yeah.
And then the one right next to the door is Fun 107, and then the space in between the two is the newsroom.
So it's hot in there then, because doesn't the sun beat in those windows?
It does. They are tinted, but for the last couple of days, we've had the shades pulled down. We have two. We have a set of blinds, and we have a shade, so I had them all down for the last couple of days to try to keep the sunlight out.
How about fans? No fans for going?
I got two fans. I got one circulating and another one pulling in the air conditioning from the hallway. So between the two, it's keeping things a little bit cool. I mean, the air conditioning works. It just doesn't work 100%. So
that's what I'm trying to do right now, like circulate it. But I think I gotta buy another one.
Yeah.
When they get older, they don't work as good, right?
Well, the Freon runs out, and then you can't, you don't refill a window air conditioner with new Freon, so you just got to toss it and get a new one. It's a closed system.
Yeah, I think I got to go get a new one. Somebody said there's still some left.
Yeah, I went into, where was I yesterday? Walmart. I had to go pick up a prescription, and I saw somebody walking out with one.
You didn't check the prices, huh?
I didn't know. I just went and picked up my medication and left.
Small one? I don't want a big one. I want something.
Yeah, this
smaller.
Looked like somebody had, I probably guess, probably a little 5,000 BTU one.
You know what I was going to tell you? You were talking about Cyndi Lauper. I saw her. This was going back, though, before COVID. This was quite a few years ago. It was at Mohegan Sun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was MGM, one of them. She was good, though. I got her a CD. She was doing like a bluesy. She didn't do those songs.
Oh, she didn't do her hits?
No, she didn't do it. She changed her whole style. Just like when I saw, this was then anyway, and this, when I saw Van Morrison, he was very expensive, and I thought he was going to sing all the songs, that I like Brown Eyed Girl, all the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
He changed his whole style. And actually, the girl singer, a black girl, could she sing? He had her with a pretty and could sing. He had them with her, but they were in the back, and he's like old now, and he comes out, and he can't do much, really. He plays the saxophone a little bit, and then he sings some songs, but they're not, it's all different. Just like when I saw Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan was all washed up. He had the background was what made it.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the older artists, they get tired of playing the stuff that they've played forever, and they want to switch it up, I guess.
I don't know what the hell they're doing, but I was very disappointed at a lot of them. Even Willie Nelson, I saw him, and it was like, you better be kidding me. He was up there to an age, but see, because you think in your mind when you go, you're going to see, what you hear on the radio.
Yeah,
How good they were.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them keep their voice. Some of them don't. Like Smokey Robinson, he was good. He had his voice, and he looked good. Yeah, he was awesome. I saw Aretha Franklin. That was before she died. She got thin. She was good. Some of them still were good, but the ones I was just telling you, I was like disappointed. And I can't believe the price that Van Morrison was charging.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, they'll charge as much as people will pay for it, I guess.
That was at PPAC, and I was pretty close up. I went with my girlfriend to that one. That was the last one I went to.
Well,
most of them. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I just got a message from Laurie. She says, Fairhaven Walmart had, on Saturday, they had 5,000 BTU air conditioners for $139.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, if they've got some left, yeah.
I got to get over there and get some. All right. I just wanted to chime in with you.
Well, I hope that you have a great day and stay cool.
Hey, give Mary my number if you, whenever she wants to talk, she can. Today, I haven't been out in 5 days, believe it or not. I have to go to the doctor's today, though. I can't skip the appointment.
Well, make sure you got the air conditioning when you get back.
Yeah, you too.
All right, take it easy.
All right. Bye-bye.
I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Be aware if you're heading out the door this morning and trying to get yourself over the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge. I don't know if it reopened yet. I know that as of yesterday, late afternoon, early evening, it was still closed. What happened was the extreme heat got to it. Now, they might have been able to get it working again, but it might also shut down again because the heat causes the metal to expand and it makes it so that the bridge won't close properly. And so it shut down yesterday, and they said it would probably be shut down for a while. I don't know if it reopened. I don't go that way because I always have a tendency to forget about the bridge schedule and get stuck. But hopefully that won't be you this morning. Also, just wondering, did anybody get a chance to head over to the New Bedford Swap Shop? The new swap shop at the recycling center? As I was telling you yesterday, they're going to take books and cookware and houseware and stuff like that, but, you know, not electrical appliances. Things got to be clean. As they said, it has to look like it's something you would be proud to give and happy to receive. So, but I do think from a book perspective, it's going to be very popular because people love cheap and free books. They love to read. Some people like to resell them and have a little side business for themselves, reselling books. There's whole websites dedicated to that. But for the most part, I think people just like the idea of being able to go read them and then bring them back so somebody else can read them and they get something else. That's why these little free libraries are so successful in people's yards. And it's nothing against the public library. Sure, you can always go to the public library and check out a book, but what ends up happening? You forget about it or you don't read it in the time that you have it checked out. And, you know, next thing you know, you're sitting on a book that you should have brought back a while ago that somebody's waiting for. So I think people like the freedom of just going and grabbing a book from a book shed, from a swap shop, and reading it at their leisure and then bringing it back at their leisure and getting something else. And what's really interesting about it is you never know what you're going to find. You know, when you go to the library, you can pretty much check the card. You can go online and check the catalog and see what they have and see if the book you want is in. When you go to one of these places like the swap shop, who knows what you're going to find? It's kind of that thrill of the hunt, joy of discovery kind of thing. So if anybody goes out there, let me know. Take some photos and send them to me, too. I haven't had a chance to get over there yet. I certainly wasn't going to go with how hot it was yesterday, but I was also with the new chief of police being announced. I was hard at work all day, so I didn't get a chance to go over there, but maybe, I didn't even know, I didn't even check to see what days they're open. But if you do get a chance to go over there, let me know. Send me a few photos. Let me know about your experience. Tim at WBSM.com. You can send it on the app chat on the WBSM app. All right, I got one more break here to get in before the end of the hour. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, welcome back in. Caller, I only got about 30 seconds. You want to hang on till after the news?
No. Tim, it's Gilly Safiolis. Real quick, because you mentioned about the bridge. Channel 12, about 5 minutes ago, said that 3 out of 4 lanes are open on a bridge for Haven.
Okay, so at least it's able to move.
Yeah, they said 3 out of 4, about 5 minutes ago, they were telling you about that.